4MUK.
MEK and 0TR. Good evening, James. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer.
I'm over here in Piedmont. Just headed back to the house. Just got off work. Just kind of hanging out. Going to wait for the net to kick in here pretty soon, I guess.
Oh, I got a pencil in my mouth here writing. Wayne, I just looked it up on QRZ, so I must have misunderstood your call sign. And where you say you're located at? I'm up here in Greer.
Piedmont right now. I'm headed back to Seneca. Yeah, call sign again is Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. Yeah, just getting off work and heading to the house. Hopefully, 85 traffic ain't going to be too bad, at least not this late at night.
God bless you. I hope you're right. I hate I-85. Yeah, Wayne, I see that now. I miscopied it. My apologies. I had MEK, like methyl ethyl ketone that we used to use back in the old days. Oh, well, I was just sitting there watching Highway Through Hell. It's a show about tow trucks up in the North, British Columbia and all that, on this TV over the air. My wife likes it, and I like it. And I was just sitting there doing some CW, or Morse code, and there's not much on there tonight. The sunspots are kind of folded back here this last week. There is some on the band scope, but in an area that I don't work too much, above 7025. I usually work down from 7 to 7025. But I hope you're having a good trip. We didn't do much today. Went out and gathered eggs and just messed around the house quite a bit. Bernice made some cookies and my wife's sitting over here. And I'm just sitting here waiting on the net to start about 9 o'clock.
Riding around all over Taylor, South Carolina today. Delivering freight to every single person, seems like, over there. I drive for Southeastern Freight out of Piedmont. And sometimes I'll run Greenville, sometimes I'll run Taylor, sometimes I'll run Greer. Sometimes I just, well, I'm liable to be anywhere within 100 miles of here, but yeah, just all over the place.
A lot of respect for you. I used to have a CDL, but I never did use it but a couple of times. And I just got it because I thought, well, it was at a time our plant wasn't doing real good where I was an electrician, an electronic technician. And so I just studied it on the side and got it. And then I never did ever use it but to move a couple of kilns one time on a flatbed. And drive the company truck, but you really didn't need it for that. And they made me give it up when I got down here because I couldn't pass the medical, and I didn't want it anyways, to be honest with you, Wayne. I could drive singles and doubles, supposedly, and I didn't have the chemical one, hazmat. But we live up here between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, just north of the Cunningham Fire Department, if you're familiar with that, on 101.
Oh, yeah. I actually came right through there about an hour ago. Yeah, I've been driving, maybe it'll be 35 years, and I've had doubles, triples, tankers, hazmat. I got a sled endorsement. I got NASA's endorsements. I've got some other government credentials on my license. I got a lot of stuff on my license, but I've carried some really serious stuff. I'll leave it at that, but I got a decision to make, and it's either going to be 7 years or 10 years. I don't know. I haven't decided. Been doing pretty good, so I may hang it up in 10 years, but I don't know. I enjoy the customers. The customers make it worth everything every day. Like when I run Taylor's and Greer, there's so many people up when I get to run up there for a couple of weeks at a time. And you get to knowing the people, and you get to really enjoying the area and talking to everybody and delivering. And then I get taken off of it for about a month or two, and then I end up in Georgia or something. But it's the nature of the beast. You just, when you run wild, you run wild.
Earl TR. Yeah, Wayne, I agree with you 1,000%. I love people and enjoy talking with them. And, I've been a ham. I don't know, I'd have to add it up. 30-some years. But I do a lot of Morse code and that. But the people's what makes it. Patrick drives a Mack tool truck up here a lot. You might hear him. But it's nice to get to know folks, and I'll tell you for sure. Well, I got a boat out here, but I haven't ever put it on the water. I kind of got it for the grandson to use. And maybe he'll take me this summer up here on Lake Cunningham, is where I like to go. I'm not crazy about Robinson. They don't have the kind of cover I like. We moved down here 14 years ago from Kansas, and unfortunately they said we were the fastest growing state in the Union today on the news. It used to be 4 or 5 cars between here and Wade Hampton, and now it's bumper to bumper.
I can remember how the town was back in the 80s, and compared to what it is now, oh my goodness. In 85, don't even get me started. Boy, I'll tell you what, if there's some places up through there I just despise. I'll go around it. I try to avoid Pelham's exits, and, you know, over about 385, 26, sometimes I go around that, because it's according to how and what time of the day it is. But, yeah, I got me a boat and I fish too. I get on Hartwell and ride a little bit. I'm not too crazy about Hartwell Lake. I've been fishing on it, you know, for the last 50 years. But I like Kiwi on the upper end, and I like Joe Cassie on the upper end. That's two really good lakes. Joe Cassie can get to be a handful. Wind get to blowing, them old white caps get bigger than the boat.
I was in the Navy. I know what you're talking about. Fortunately, I was in a flight crew, and I could get off of that crazy thing now and then when I was on the carrier for a year and a half. Yeah, I don't like heavy waters. I went fishing on Lake Erie with my son-in-law many years ago when our daughter got married to him up there. He works up in Michigan. He's an engineer. They make the foam in your car seats. But he just works in the office now. He's a corporate guy. But, I don't know. I get out where I can't see. First time I looked out from the hangar deck and I couldn't see land, I thought, oh my God, what have I done?
WBK, yeah. I've been up to the great state of Kansas. Of course, I've been to every state in the U.S. Oh my gosh. I couldn't tell you how many times there's no way I could put a number on it, but I've traveled a lot, did a lot of traveling, but I love going across 40. You go across, Oklahoma, Kansas. I'm trying to remember the other states going across there, but there's something about those Midwestern states. It's nice. To me, it's nice. I still love our Blue Ridge Mountains. I'll always love that, but I love that Midwestern look.
Yeah, I used to ride my motorcycle down the Washita National Forest there. We live 30 miles north of Joplin, Missouri, in the little town of Pittsburgh. No H on Pittsburgh. and it was in the far southeast corner, so we could be in Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma real quick. And we was right in Tornado Alley. Wayne, I better let you go. Guys, get on here more often. I really enjoyed it, but the net's going to come up in about 4 minutes here. I apologize for getting your call sign wrong, but I got it right now. And my name's Tom, and the last the call sign's in 0TR, and my name is Tom Rouse, so I got and kind of hung on to that one. You have a safe drive, Wayne, and the pleasure's all mine. I hope to talk to you again. Kilo Golf 4, Mike, Uniform Kilo, November 0, Tango Romeo 73, Wayne.
All right, I enjoyed it, and I hope you have a wonderful night, and I need to get on here. Most nights when I get off work and everything, I just don't think to turn the dang thing on. I just go down 85 for 30, 40 minutes, and then I get home, and I think, dang, I didn't turn the radio on. But, yeah, I do need to do that more often, because about 8, 9 o'clock at night, I'll be on here anyway. Anyway, have yourself a good evening. Talk to you later. KQ4MK.
Good evening. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel. Greetings to everybody on the net.
Only got 1 minute, so I'll just say good evening, and I'll talk to you down the line, Gus. Nice to hear you. I hope you made it home all right. This is 0TR.
Thanks, Tom. All's good. I'll be standing by for the net. Take care, my friend.
0TR, clear.
QCQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Internet controller tonight is WGU4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeaters, also via exit link node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeaters owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal emergency traffic announcements for the bulletin for that. Please call WGU4MC or Net Control.
MC. This is W4NGU. I have one announcement, and your discretion, Matt. I'd love to wait till we have roll call complete so that as many people hear it as possible. Over.
NGU WG4MC. Yep, that's fine, Phil. I will just make a note of that, and do you want me to go ahead and check you in?
Sure, that's fine.
I'd like to welcome W4NGN. That's NUG, that's Phil, and Boyd Springs. Appreciate you, Phil. Hope you're doing well. And again, we will come back to you for the announcement after roll call. And please tell Miss Dale I said hello. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we'll begin the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign. Phonetically is always appreciated. Name, location, and saying your intent to remain on the net for the ride you portion. All righty. I don't have my echo link up at the moment, but we'll go ahead and see if there's I'm running a little bit behind tonight. Let's start with the pre-check-in function of the Renette, and then we'll get to the echo link station. Starting with W2AMD and Drew Sensaville, K4XMR Mel Prosperity, W4FCM Fred and TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI, KG4PFI Don Piedmont, KG4QLQ Linda Piedmont, KO4NSX, that's Raymond and Traverse Rest, KI4LZI Andy Table Rock, KC4W Bill and Anderson, KW4TS Jim and Pelzer, KM4BLH Kurt Grievel, KO4ZEW Ben Sutsville, N4ASW Tony Asheville, KQ4JFK Kim Asheville, KM4RJN John Brown Summit, K4HNR, that's Connor in Greenville. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. All right, let's go to our friends on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control.
Good evening, Net Control. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel Gus, back in Southwest Florida from my brief trip to North Carolina. Wish everybody a good evening. I'll be negative and negative.
From AA4G8, that's Gus in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you stopping by, Gus. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we'll have one more check-in for Echolink Station, only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Nothing heard. All right, we'll start with the RF portion, and tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're about to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Matt. Thanks for calling in. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
G4MC. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Like, welcome N0TR, that's Mr. Tom Revere. Appreciate you stopping by. Tell Bernice we said hello. KO4QLG, that's Chris Hillary. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, call back through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're about to check in with WG4MC. Everybody's call back through Tango group, so we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Matt, thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in, N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. I'll be negative, negative. 73 to all.
Would like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you talking about Shane. KO4WTQ. That's Greg in Greer. Appreciate you talking about Greg. Additional stations. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. G4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net will side net up to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet. The Alpha through Delta group, A through D. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
G4MC. In Matt, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
MC. Matt in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little by joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Hey, with the Blue Ridge Team Unit, would like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick, and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, they're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello, hope you are doing well. Got W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer, appreciate you stopping by. Then we got KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife Joy, K3JOY, they made their home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello, hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take its echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling in, sir.
AO4HK X-ray, that's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations echo through hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Unit. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. From C, the Blue Ridge Team Unit will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Unit. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Kilo 4, and Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We have no traffic and no comments. Hope everybody has a good night. 73.
4MC.
Check in KO4LAQ, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Quebec. This is Martin up in Tomasi. No comment, no roundtable. Just listening for the night. Thanks for calling that.
Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango W2T, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comment.
Like welcome KK4JFO, that's James up there in that mountain tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Nashville. Appreciate you stopping by. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they made their home and career. Larry, please tell Donna we say hello. I hope you are doing well. We got KO4LAQ, that was Marvin, and I'm afraid I didn't get your location. If you could please come back.
My name is Martin, and I'm in Tomasi, South Carolina.
In Tomasi, South Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by. Hope you're the same. We're doing well. Then we got WU2T. That's Rusty and Moore. Appreciate you stopping by, Rusty. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Unit. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. We'll see you with the Blue Ridge Team Unit. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is a very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike Through Papa Group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, my uniform kilos, Wayne, Mobile, and Seneca.
Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3, Mike. The name is David. I'm in Ware Shoals, and I'll be negative and negative.
WG4NC, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, in Simpsonville, and I'll be around until I call it a roll, and I'll be gone.
WG4MC, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform, this is Cannon Greenville.
WG4MC. And November 2, Oscar Goff, Scott, and Greenville. No comment. No rack 273.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KG4MUK. That's Wayne in Seneca. Appreciate you stopping by. Got WT3M. That's David in Ware Shoals. Appreciate you stopping by. K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt Edmond. Sounding good, Walt. Hope you and Sam are doing well. Then we got W4NTQ. That's Eddie in Sentinelville. Appreciate stopping by. KQ4NLU. That's Ken in Greenville. N2OG. That's Scott in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by. Additional stations, Mike Thermopod, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Good evening, Matt. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. KQ4, November Hotel Bravo. This is Danny in Greenville, B negative negative. Appreciate you calling the net, 73.
Welcome, KQ4NHB. That's Danny and Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by. All right, folks, we've been through that alphabet once, and so now let's open up to the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. In Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. And I'll be in and out.
Good morning, Twitter Team Internet. Like, welcome KQ4GIK. That's Wayne in Etowah. Appreciate you stopping by, Wayne. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
Twitter Team Internet, like, welcome KN4VWA. That's Stephen M. Appreciate you stopping by, Steve. Hope you and the family are doing well. Alrighty, before we secure the formal portion of the net, Phil, W4NGU, has an announcement for it. Go ahead, Phil.
Thank you, Matt. This is W4NGU. And by the way, when Matt always says every week, tell Miss Dale hello. That's my sister, not my wife. Wife is Teresa, so I'll tell them both hello, Matt. Bringing to the net tonight something I feel is of vital importance to South Carolina hams. A bill has been introduced in the South Carolina House on January the 9th, so it's just barely a month old. The bill number is Hotel 4549. Hotel 4549, and let me emphasize, it is not yet law. It is not yet law, but it has a real good chance of passing, and maybe you can help with that. This bill will allow a licensed ham operator to install an antenna even if within an HOA. This law will be statewide and will trump the legal power of your HOA. So this bill has been co-signed by seven legislators right out of the gate. And according to Legiscan, which is the website that tracks the progress of bills through the South Carolina legislature, it's 24% through the process of becoming law, and it was just introduced January the 9th. Now, of course, it's got a reasonableness clause in it. If your house is 50 feet from your neighbor, you can't put a 100-foot tower between you. But HOAs, by this bill, must make every reasonable accommodation for you to put up an exterior antenna. I think this is a game-changer for many of us, and hope we can get on board with it. Even if you've never contacted your legislator in your life, this is the time. Praise the Lord. Encourage them to endorse the bill. The first legislator I called actually took my call. He's a friend of mine on the House floor, stepped out into the hall and said, "What you want, Bill?" And I said, "Please support Bill 4549. He read the bill and 5 minutes later texted me a picture through his phone of the document he had filled out and turned in to endorse the bill. It's just a no-brainer. When you call, mention the value of hams during tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, communication between hospitals and everything. It's not a hard sell, and it's not partisan. Now, when you go on this website, and it will tell you everything you want to know. It'll give you a copy of the bill, tell you who signed it, where it is in the process. you that the 7 or 8 guys that have signed on it right out of the gate are Republican, but they're not expecting this to be partisan, so I sure hope it doesn't turn out that way. The website that I can give you that tracks the progress of bills is one of those long things that it'd be kind of fruitless to give here on the net, but maybe I can give it to W4DJW, and he can put it on the Blue Ridge website or something. I really don't know any more than this website will tell you because it's very complete, but if I can help you in any way, grab a pencil. I don't mind putting my phone number out. We live in a digital age. If a number ever needed to be tracked, it can be, so I don't see what the hubbub is about putting it out. Anyway, here we go, 864-320-6680. W4, never give up.
GU, WGU Pharmacy. Well, appreciate you bringing that to our attention, Phil. That certainly will be some good news to hounds if it passes. And if you want to contact Phil on the side, his number again is 864-320-6680. Anything else, Mr. Phil, for the good of the net this evening?
I believe that'll be it for tonight, Matt. Doing a good job.
And the reason I say hi to Miss Dale is she helped me get the mortgage to get my first QTH. So I am very appreciative of Miss Dale, and she did a good job. And again, very appreciated. But again, tell her I said hi, and also your wife. All right, WG Phone C with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Now we'll secure the phone portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations we should secure may do so. We will now begin the Ratchu portion, but we don't have anybody signed up, so we'll go another round of check-in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. See with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for check-ins? We're in the B group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or Net Control. From C with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That long pause means we have advice, so stand by a second. I'll send the old net report. See with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for having checking in. We will now return the computer back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
JK4JBQ. JK4JBQ. KI4LCI.
LCI, this is KK4JBQ. What can I do for you?
You take a look at that, and what do you think?
As I mentioned to you, I had an old catalog here, and by chance, they're both listed in that catalog with a fairly good description of what they do. Let's see. How best to describe the difference between the two? Are you aware of the difference between the two? I needn't explain it to you if you already know.
I know some, but the problem is if I've got the problem like I think I got, the power line noise indicators self-obvious, but if I also have other issues too, I don't know if it'll help me with that. That's the problem, see. I think I got a mixture, but trying to... I need something to detect it all, really, is what I need, if I can get it, that is.
From the description and the appearance of these two items, one is a clamp-on item, much as you might use an ammeter to clamp around wires. It has to be in physical contact or in very near proximity in order to be effective. The other one has, a dipole antenna, telescopic antenna that, you know, one out the left side of the box and the other out of the right side of the box. So it's sampling near objects, but RFI in the vicinity. You don't have to be in physical contact with it. And since it's unidentified at the moment, you may not know what to clamp it on, and you may not be able to clamp it if it's, you know, up a telephone pole. That's the two differences. Now, I did, after looking in my catalog, I went to the website, and there has been a cost increase in both of them, and they do differ in price by about $30. So that's as much as I know about it. I have never used either one of them. But as I described to you, you can get a pretty good indicator with an AM radio tuned off station. So you're just listening to static between stations, you know. And that will give you an indicator of what's in the area. You don't have to make physical contact, but you do have to be near. And I would think maybe nearer than this piece of test equipment. That might be difficult with something that's inaccessible to you, you know, to get 5 feet away from it. You can't get 5 feet away from the top of a telephone pole unless you're a pretty good climber. I learned some stuff while investigating this for you, and I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. Is there anything else I can do?
I could find that all and get it fixed. I just get the feeling, certainly with the power line part of it, if I don't have some way to prove something, they're not going to do nothing for me. They're kind of hectic around here. The power company is, if I can't prove it to the point, they won't do too much for me to help you. But it goes. As you say, it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. I was just hoping I could find something that would make it a little bit easier, but I guess not. But at the moment, I don't have nothing else, but I was just trying to pray your brain to see if you knew anything that might help there about some of it.
Be with you. As I recall, thinking about this very issue, there was an episode of The Doctor Is In. Joel Hallis was the doctor. I should first say he wrote a column in QST, and the title of the column was The Doctor Is In. And he would take questions by mail or however else you want to get in contact with him, email perhaps. He would take questions and choose among them one to investigate and to write his column about. He passed away about a year ago. Really awful loss to all the rest of us. He was awfully good. He also participated in a podcast along the same lines. He would take some of these questions that were sent in to him so that he might write his column on the answers that he found to the questions. And he did a podcast. It's still available out there. Very likely you might find it on the ARRL website. The Doctor Is In is, that was the name of the podcast. Let's see. And I know he addressed this very issue. This equipment is not inexpensive. If it's in your house, the AM radio tuned off station might be the thing to start with, even if you don't have one. And they're plentiful and much less expensive. But if you should have one, just tune it off station and walk around the house. And you'll hear it. You'll be so close to the offender. And you might compare it to the noise that you hear on your radio. If it's clicking, or if it has a, you know, if it has a signature of some kind, you know, an audible click, 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 sort of at that tempo, then you can identify it that way. And if it's inside your house, it's up to you to fix it. If it happened to be an issue with your telephone line, if you do have a telephone line in the house, if it happened to be an issue with that, you have to get an arrangement with the telephone company. I've been through all that, but to service the wiring inside your house. They'd started that 10 or 15 years ago, and it's an addition to your regular bill, you see. But most people have gone away from that, and with cell phones, they no longer have a landline telephone. So there is no problem with that. But it sounds, as we spoke before, it sounds like you have several problems, and not just one that you're looking for. But if you found one and you can fix it, well, you're that far ahead. I don't know. Can you think of anything else?
Boy, hell's a guy. Well, like that you was talking about the power line, I kind of have, like I was saying before. This 718 that's under this 8900, if I tune it, I just tune it to 10 megahertz to WWB, I'll have a 9 to 10 over 9 noise levels, nothing but noise. Back, I got another, it's not 718, but it'll receive HF shortwave. Tune it in out there, you can hardly hear it. But right here, where the 8900 and this 718 set, and the breaker box too is on the other side of the wall here, I mean, it about blanks everything out. Trouble is, I think that's one or more than one problem it is. That's just one I've been able to make at least a little bit of headway on trying to locate. And it's somewhere, this part back, here behind my radio equipment here on the wall where this meter base breaker is, but I know how cantankerous over here, though, the power company is. I wish I had some way that I could prove to them. See, that's why I was looking at about the test equipment about.
I got that. Your problem is severe. If it has anything to do with if it has anything to do with electricity at the service panel where your breakers are, unless you're very confident about sticking tools and your fingers in there, I'd leave that to an electrician. And it may come from that general area. I mean, right around that box. It won't be, and it might not be visible. If you open the door where all your breakers are, it may not be visible. You know, like sparks or a funny smell, you know, ozone smell. It may not be anything like that, but that should that be the case, it would be dangerous enough to call an electrician and have them service that box. But if you feel confident about working in your, you know, it's your home, you can work on your panel if you feel you should, and you think you can without harming you or burning the house down. This is KK4JBQ with KI4LZI. And if anyone else is listening and they have something to add, we'll leave a little break here so you can come in and help. KK4JBQ.
BG Pharmacy.
I know that I'm on Duke Energy, and they will come out once a year and tighten up your panel. I don't know if you're on Duke or not, but call the power company. They might come out and do it for free.
KI4LZI. I don't know. My knowledge with electricity ain't what some others is. Is it possible that a weak breaker could kind of create some of it? It's enough the breaker works like it should, but it's weak. Is there any possibility that could contribute to it?
Sure, but it could be arcing in there. That's a high on the shack, and as soon as you use the other radio outside, it's the noise is, like you were saying, completely gone. It sounds like something's coming from your house, but I'll call the power company and see if they offer that service, and if not, then I agree with Larry. You need to get an electrician out there and let them take a look.
Well, like I said, I don't know what to do. See, most of my radio gear is right here on this side wall, and the breaker and the meter base is on the other side wall. I got another radio out on the other end of the house that'll receive the HF bands. It's only AM, of course, but I tune it to WWB or WSM AM out there, or do it either way here with the 718, and that noise is just unreal, boy. Unreal. Like I say, every bit of 10 over 9 noise, and if it's any signal's weaker than that, you can forget it. And with sideband, you know, we all know sideband doesn't have a carrier to it. So unless the audio is extremely strong, you can't hear nothing through it.
Sorry about that. Andy, it's been a long day. Sorry, everybody. I almost missed the net. I was, the time snuck up on me. I just wanted to throw that out. You might want to call the power company. Like I said, they might do that service for free, and if not, I'll get an electrician. But it sounds like I said, I would start there, and just keep us updated on the net. Hope you get it figured out. I know I've got a power line noise that acts up, and it's not as bad as yours, but I've been trying to find it, and I said, as soon as I find it, I'll be calling my power company out here and say, hey, come fix it. I've had noise in the past where they replaced 3 power poles and they worked on another one, and but I think this one's is not as strong as the ones that were corrected earlier, so I think it's a little ways away, so I've kind of come to the conclusion that it'd be nice to find it, but it might be a needle in a haystack. WG4MC to KI4LZI and KK4JBQ.
4LZI, well, I've had receivers like this even before in my life. They weren't transceivers, they were just receivers. Sitting in this very location decades in the past, and it was as quiet as could be. But back then, our meter base was analog and not digital, so when they put that in, it seems to brought in a whole nother world. Go ahead, Larry.
Four JBQ. Well, that's an interesting bit of information there. If yours is a digital meter, if I'll just say this, they eliminated the meter reader, the guy, the actual human being that walked around and looked at the rotating numbers on the meters and wrote it down and reported it back. Now they just have to drive through the neighborhood. They don't have to walk up to the meter and read it. So what does that mean? That means that those meters are transmitting the identification for your meter and what the reading is at that moment on the meter. And it saves them a lot of time. I have heard that some people have difficulty with these digital meters. And sure enough, like Matt says, call the power company and tell them that you've got this problem. You might describe it. And it's quite possible that it's in the meter, it's in the breaker box, or on the power pole. Just your proximity so close to the meter, if it's just on the other side of the wall from your shack, then, and if it's as loud as you say, I say that's the culprit. You've got it right there. And so look on your bill. It'll have a contact number. and they should be happy to make you a happy customer again. Wouldn't you say so, Matt? KK4JBQ.
JBQ and KI4LZ, WG Form C here. Yeah, Andy, I would just call the power company. To me, with it being that strong and you using the other radio, it sounds to me it's coming from the QTH itself versus the power pole. Like I said, I've got some power line noise here, but I think for me trying to find the pole, it's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack because I think it's a little distance off and no telling how many power poles I have to check to find it. But it would be nice if I could find it. But, yeah, I think it's coming from your QTH. But I'll call the power company and just see, can they come out and just check your meter and your breaker box? And like I said, I know Duke Energy will tighten your breaker box for you once a year for free. And I probably need to have that done myself. It might help the noise level in general. But, yeah, good luck to you, Andy. Again, let us know what's going on in the net. But I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 to you guys. I need to head to bed because it's going to be another day at the office tomorrow. KK4JBQ and KI4LZI, WG4MC 7-3, and good night, fellas.
Maybe you need the MFJ 852 for finding it. Of course, I'm just trying to find anything, and I get the feeling that's one of at least two problems, but that part about its noise from here to where the other receiver is on the other end house, when it comes to this noise, it points to right here behind this wall because I can tune out other receiver in the house and hardly hear it. So it's somewhere in this area. And no, unfortunately, I'm not on Duke. I'm on Blue Ridge Electric. But I've been told, though, when it comes to such matters as that, unless you got pockets full of money, the no end, they're not going to do too much about it. And that's while I was trying to cover everything that I could to make sure that, you know, I could possibly pin it right to the point. Go ahead, Larry, KI4LZI.
KK4JBQ, I want to say thank you, Matt, for coming in and adding another opinion and another idea. That was very good, perhaps very helpful. And so would be beneficial, I think, to at least use the AM radio trick. And, you know, you're sitting in the chair in your shack, and you can use the radio right there. If it's that a strong a signal right there at your operating position, then you'll be able to pick it up on that radio. And I would go near whatever radio you've got, go to the lower frequency on AM, and go between stations, check it there. If you don't hear anything, go to the upper end. Go to the middle. Just tune off station and travel through the stations. If you hear something familiar, then you got it. But these other things that you're talking about, which may be electric fence controllers and power pole transformers and stuff like that, identifying those, it would be helpful to have one of these pieces of equipment, probably the one that has the antennas and not the clamp-on device. You just clamp it around the wire, just as you would an ammeter connection. It doesn't act